Polio has broken out in China for the first time since 1999 after being imported from Pakistan. 9 cases have been confirmed in China, and polio is now considered to have spread nationwide in Pakistan, mainly due to insecurity that has halted vaccination campaigns in areas including the Khyber tribal region. The World Health Organization said there is a high risk of the crippling virus spreading further during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Oliver Rosenbauer is the spokesman for the Global Polio Eradication Initiative at the World Health Organization. He told Charles Collins the international community must be vigilant in stopping the spread of the virus.
Well, it's significant in that it underscores how dangerous this disease is to polio-free areas everywhere. So China has been a country which had already eradicated polio since 1994, and endemic polio, so in other words, where the virus lives, is continuing in just 4 countries around the world. It's India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan in Asia, and in Nigeria and Africa. And that's very few countries, of course, but the problem is that it's a transmissible disease, and so as populations travel from these areas, you always run the risk that polio-free areas are going to be reinfected. And so this is really the latest case that we have seen this happen, this spread from Pakistan into China. It's certainly not the first time that that's happened. Last year we had very serious outbreaks in Tajikistan and also in Congo-Brazzaville, causing many, many cases, including among adult populations. So really it just underscores the urgent need to keep up the pressure on trying to eradicate this disease in the remaining endemic areas.
You mentioned trying to eradicate this disease. I remember just a few years ago, people were very hopeful that polio would be eradicated by now. What's keeping polio from being eradicated?
It's different in the different areas where it's still endemic. In India, for example, the main reason has been technical. You have extremely large populations and extremely high birth cohort. You have very dense populations living together in conditions of suboptimal hygiene, if you like, and that allows the poliovirus to transmit very, very easily. So that's been mainly technical in nature. The good news is India has made tremendous progress, and we've only seen one case there in all year in January and none since then, which is extremely encouraging. In Pakistan, the situation is slightly different. You have in some areas insecurity, particularly in the tribal areas in the northwest of the country. And so reaching children in those areas is very dangerous and very difficult. So you have different reasons for different areas. But we have strategic approaches in place, including a brand new vaccine, which more effectively is able to target the remaining serotypes of this virus. And so all these challenges can be overcome. What we urgently need is that the approaches are fully implemented in the remaining endemic countries.
Do you think some people in the West, most especially, have forgotten how horrible this disease is?
Absolutely, it's a grave danger at the moment. This is a terrible disease. People have absolutely forgotten. Your best case scenario, unfortunately, is that it paralyzes you. Your worst case scenario is that it kills you. This is a very, very dangerous disease. And what we're seeing is that you have levels of vaccination coverage which are beginning to drop. And that makes it even more dangerous if a country gets reinfected, that you could see outbreaks in those areas. So that's why it's very, very important that people continue to be vaccinated against this disease until it's eradicated completely from the world.
You mentioned this aspect of the fact that it could reemerge as it has come to China. In some countries, for example, at least the part of the United States I'm from, they stopped vaccinating for polio. Does that pose a grave risk when something like that happens?
This is a virus which has a knack for finding any unimmunized populations. We're not quite sure how it does it, but it manages to find them. And so even if you have high vaccination coverage nationally, if you have any gaps subnationally, any groups which are perhaps under-immunized or not sufficiently immunized, you're going to run the risk that areas like that get reinfected. So it's definitely a risk. That is why the best way to minimize the risk of being reinfected is to make sure that everybody is fully vaccinated against this disease.